Y94.
7 a.m., 22 degrees in the Valley, Playhouse Zero, Rattamaggy, Y94, the number one hit music station. Now, at about 7:30 this morning, a bit of an announcement. If you like winning money, basically, that will interest you. So we have that on the way in a bit. Also, the one that got away in just a couple of minutes. But first, a Dial Zero prank phone call. Now, this one is a sister-on-sister crime, really. Becky emailed in. She said, Playhouse, my sister lives in an apartment building, and she's grossed out by having to share the laundry room because last week she found some guy's underwear in her laundry. I told her it's no big deal, probably just an accident, and happens a lot at community laundry rooms, but now she's afraid to do her laundry. I feel like she'll never wash her clothes there again. Maybe this is something you could have some fun with. Yeah, it sounds that way to me.
I'm a total zero, baby.
Dial zero.
I'm a total zero.
Hello?
Hi, is this Janelle?
Yes, it is. Who is it?
Well, my name is Jed. I actually live here in apartments. I'm just like the floor above you.
Okay, is something wrong? How can I help you?
I just wanted you to know that I received your message.
Oh, I think you're the wrong person.
I don't think so. You're on the second floor, right, brunette?
What?
I just want you to know, I got your message received, and I'm interested.
What are you talking about?
The underwear in my basket, in my laundry basket. I mean, they're kind of hard to miss, right? I mean, the lacy, real pink. You left them there for me?
Okay, listen, no, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm missing any underwear.
No, you certainly didn't drop a pair of your sexiest underwear in my laundry basket in our community laundry room to get me all revved up and send me the message that you're ready to go. And you certainly don't have a pair of my underwear sent to send the exact same message.
Look, I'm not exactly sure what you're saying.
I'm saying, message received, and I'm in.
How did you even get my number?
It's on the directory downstairs by the entryway. I just want you to know I've noticed you a few times around the building, and you are an extremely lovely woman.
Oh, thank you. But,
I'd say about 5'9". About 130 tops. You can't weigh more than that. These underwear look like, I mean, they'd be a perfect fit on you.
No. You're confused.
No, I consider myself somewhat of an expert about being able to guess what kind of underwear a person would wear, and these are your panties.
I'm telling you, those are not mine.
You know, I'm usually pretty good at this. I mean, I could be the blonde from the first floor. Generally speaking, I'm 99% of the time I'm able to match underwear to person.
Okay, so you were just guessing?
You know, if you don't mind helping me out, if these really aren't yours, I know that you probably know a lot more of the women around the building than I do. If I come on over to your apartment and show you these underwear, do you think maybe you could tell me whose personality you think they fit?
Oh, okay. This is not appropriate. I mean, who did you say you were?
I am the apartment just like up and one over from you.
You're living upstairs? Maybe I should talk to the landlord about you.
I mean, you could, but what are you going to say? That somebody tried to send me the romantic message of basically tossing their underwear right into my laundry basket, and I'm just trying to tell them I received that romantic message? I don't know the landlord that well, but I don't know if he hates love enough to really care.
Okay, well, I don't think you should be doing this in the building where people live. It's like, seriously, like, which number are you?
If these aren't your underwear, maybe they were left by one of your visitors. Do you have, like, a sister or anything? Has your sister stopped by recently?
Why would I tell you that? I don't even know who you are for real.
Do you think maybe these pink lacy underwear belong to your sister, Becky?
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Your sister, Becky, do you think these could be her underwear? Because she is the one that told me to call you.
What? Are you kidding me? Becky? You know Becky?
Kind of. Listen, this is Zero from the Playhouse in the Morning on Y94, and your sister, Becky, she told us about your little laundry room incident and wanted us to call you and mess with you a little.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God, because of the laundry thing. Oh, I cannot believe it. That was so weird.
So you're telling me you wouldn't flirt with a guy by leaving him a pair of your underwear?
Oh, I don't think so.
Dial zero.
I'm a total zero.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You are unreliable. You are often incoherent, and then when you do make sense, you are surly and rude.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining.
Y94.